Hello and welcome to Bad Boy Cinema, your number one mid-2000s review podcast.
Way too loud.
Way too loud. All right, your number one mid-2000s movie review podcast. I'm your host, Rick Reel, and with me is my co-host, Elliot Film.
So true. I'm turning you down. Okay.
Turning me down? All right.
I can't. Not allowed. That's hello, fine. Everybody. I'm doing fine, by the way. Thanks for asking.
Yeah. Well, you know, I know you're fine.
I'm fine.
Because we are, you know, as people who have both undergone cryogenesis, freezing. Yeah. You know, you kind of have that bond. You know, yeah. So I don't need to ask how you're doing. I know you're. You know, we've been through it together.
It's kind of like we're twins now. We have telepathy.
Yeah, it's one of the side effects they don't tell you about. When Disney gets out of there, we'll be able to go right into his noggin, and then you know, we'll know all the secrets of Disney, which are
looking out for classic Mickey movies Mouse 2 coming.
if Mickey Mouse was so good, why didn't they make Mickey Mouse 2?
It's a great question.
Honestly,
the people never stop asking that, and nobody's answered.
Nobody's answered. I saw you were drinking a special beverage.
Yeah, I did. You know, they have spices. You remember the spice trade?
I do. The East India Trading Company. I'm very familiar.
They've kept that up. And our close personal friends, Coca-Cola, have released a spiced soda.
They still have the cocaine in that,
I don't think so. I hope so,
that's a shame. That was one of my favorite treats.
End of this episode.
One of my favorite. If it's a good one, then we'll know the answer. this week, if you couldn't already tell, we are going to discuss Hitch, the 2005 romantic comedy directed by Andy T and starring Will Smith. As well as Ava Mendez, Kevin James, and Amber Valletta, whoever that is.
I'm familiar, to be honest.
And I'm
still just catching up.
For sure, yeah. There's a lot of actors and actresses out these days. I will say the director, Andy Tennant, has done what appears to be basically nothing of interest. Hitch might be his crown jewel. I mean, is Sweet Home Alabama, is that a movie people like from 2002 starring Reese Witherspoon?
Could be. I believe I've heard of Fools Rush In.
Yeah,
Matthew Perry.
I mean, but I think that might be it. This isn't the best the best selection that we've seen on this podcast.
Yeah.
Maybe even one of the worst. No shade to Andy T, but you know, you make a movie like Hitch and then it's like, what else are you going to do with your career?
Yeah, we've, I mean, like, unfortunately for Andy T, we've only done box office smashes on this podcast.
How much of a box office smash was Hitch? So the budget, it was pretty good. Yeah. For a budget of, you know, 50, how do they not know what the budget is? Wikipedia says 55 to 70 million.
I mean, it depends on your source, Hollywood accounting.
True. Yeah. So, I mean, even at the high end of 70 million, they made 371 million on this. So that's pretty good for a movie like this. Again, 2005, might not have been the best year for film, but I think this is a very 2005 movie and really speaks to the heart of a 2005 America, in my opinion, from what I've read. Because I wasn't
I there. Think now I think this might come across poorly.
Yeah,
Hitch to me is truly a movie It's like if Fight Club was made for incels.
I was gonna say that Hitch is a very incel movie. Watching it, I was
extremely
like,
extremely incel.
This is weird. It's super weird. And it, especially in the character Alex Hitch Inns.
Mm-hmm. Hitch.
What kind of name is Alex? Right, who goes by that? Alex Hitchens, Will Smith. His origin story is like he was really annoying to a girl, and then she dates somebody else, and then he's like, "I'm gonna be the number one dating guy, and I'm gonna do like pickup artist stuff, but like in a good way."
Yeah, only for the real nice guys.
Only for the real, because the dude from Burn Notice only exists, so you could be like, "See, I'm one of the good ones." As far as pickup artists go.
As far as lying to women to get pussy.
He wasn't really lying. He was just... He was putting on a bit of a show. But
he was putting on airs of some
kind. Yeah. But I'm glad you were saying what I thought you were going to say. Because I was like, yeah, it's very much... This is like a weird premonition. Maybe a deadly premonition.
Could be
of incel culture. Maybe a lot of the reason, you know, I think a lot of incels watched Hitch and just took
the wrong message. I'm Kevin James. If he wasn't a loser, which is the wrong message to take from the film, but I think that's what they got.
Because he's not even. He's just kind of like dorky, but he's like
he has asthma, and that's like.
That's and he wears glasses and he's fat, you know, much like Poe from
Kung Fu Panda,
as we've discussed.
Much
like they don't let you forget Poe is fat. They don't let you forget Kevin James is like a fat guy with asthma who's an accountant. But yeah, like he seems like a chill hang, you know.
Yeah.
He's got a little riz.
He does have a little
riz. He's got that quirky white boy riz, which, you know.
I will say about this movie, I wasn't expecting it. I kind of enjoyed the slapstick of it. I think it kind of hit.
So, okay. So I think we should talk about like the marketing that we remember of this movie, right? Because it's an instance of, and we've kind of talked about this before, I think, where
absolutely
the way the movie is put in a trailer does not necessarily represent the final product, in that I guess it's like a romantic comedy, but it doesn't feel it. There's traditional romantic comedy stuff. And then the way that you see the movie is that you're getting a bunch of clips of like Kevin James being like kind of a weirdo.
He's dancing
and like being cringy. And then like Will Smith is cool. And like, that's the juxtaposition that you think the movie's going to be based around. Right.
Yeah.
That the cool guy's going to teach the nerdy guy how to like get girls, which is like what happens, but that's not really the focus of the movie. Like, you know, Kevin James's character is not introduced immediately into the film. There's often large chunks of time where he's not even around.
Yeah, he's like
he's very tertiary kind of to the whole thing.
For being a main character, he's
kind of irrelevant.
which, you know,
speaks to, fine. I mean, I think
incel culture, I think.
Well, I mean, because the more interesting story is obviously the one that is in the movie, which is like, you know, the dating coach guy getting caught being a dating coach guy, and then that makes him evil. Even though, again, like what he's doing is just like, you know, be impressive. You know, he's not really giving any particularly great advice.
It's interesting that he tells Kevin James, like, hey, like, you know who you are? Don't. Every part of you, just don't.
Don't.
And then Kevin James doesn't listen. And then he's
got game.
He gets the girl.
He ends up being charming by being kind of a weirdo. And
it was kind of like the Space Jam. It was just water the whole time.
yeah. Sure. I mean, you know, if I saw that, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I read about it.
Spoilers for Space Jam. It's water the whole time.
It was water the whole time. And then they're like, Hitch, what did you do to be a dating coach? And he's like, I didn't do anything.
He's like, which it is a sweet message. It's just be yourself. But It's a little bit more nuanced than that, where it's like, be yourself, because like, you know, there's little, your innate little quirks are going to be charming to somebody. You know, maybe it not necessarily. May just
be the most famous woman in New York.
It might be, you know, if you're Kevin James. But I will say, so to go back to your point about the slapstick, I will say the non Kevin James plotline things where there was slapstick, I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
It's like when it turns to like Kevin James is the punchline for being like fat or being weird or having, you know, whatever. And like the stuff that you would find in the trailer for Hitch that tries to sell you on a completely different movie than what you're getting. I didn't like any of that. I don't know if it's like, I liked it when I was, you know, younger, even though I saw it, you know, in a crowd, you know, it's complicated. Time is not necessarily going in a straight line.
Time is an ocean, not a river, everybody.
That's very true. And so when I was younger, seeing this on an airplane a couple of times, because that's how I consumed this movie. This was a revisit for me.
Yeah, with the Wright brothers.
When I was watching Hitch. Yes.
On Portland DVD player. in Kitty Hawk, Indiana.
Yeah. Well, North Carolina, right? I thought that's where they were from. Yeah,
it's been a long time, to be honest.
It has been, but also it feels like it hasn't been a long time at all because we were asleep.
Yeah. Once again, time is an ocean, not a river.
It's very confusing. If you think you're confused, think about it. I mean, forget about it. But
after being asleep for 100 years and waking up and watching Hitch,
it's very that would be. I mean, that's actually not the worst movie, you know. No. It's not. I think watching Bedazzled would be. I would kill myself to that before I would kill myself to watching Hitch. If I had woken up, and that was the first thing that somebody put in front of me. Yeah,
fair.
But right, yeah. Like I think that's the right opinion. But the Kevin James stuff just found tasteless in a.
It is very like Looney Tunes.
Yeah, it is. Looney Tunes.
Looney Tunes.
He's floating up to the
like when he slips on the marbles and he like, I don't remember what he does, but you know, it's a bit over the top. It's a little Three Stooges.
I like the part where he's dancing and he has to dance cool because Will Smith told him to dance cool. And that's how I learned how to dance. Watching this movie. I was like, oh, you got to stay up here. And I was like, when I was, you know, watching this on a plane in middle school, you know, 2000, probably six by the time I was on a plane. Right. I was just like, oh, I'm taking notes on what Will Smith is saying. And I didn't really, you know, the movie ends before the flight's done. So you kind of miss the,
yeah,
the messaging.
You don't realize.
I'm like, oh, the problem is that he got caught. Yeah. Although, again, he didn't really do anything wrong, which the movie tries to really make it seem like he's, you know, again, Burn Notice only exists. What is that actor's name? I keep calling him that.
Michael
Rapaport. Jeffrey Donovan. Yeah. He was in Burn Notice. Yeah.
It's not Michael Rapaport. That was a joke, everybody. Yeah. It's what does he do? Because he, at the start of him meeting Albert, Kevin James.
Also, as an aside, how great is it that Kevin James is playing a character not named Kevin?
I mean,
his acting on display from him was... because he actually had to act, at least in the beginning of the movie, kind of like a loser who doesn't just automatically like hook up with a hot lady, you know?
Yeah.
Which is unusual for him because he's usually just a...
Yeah, you know, usually in his work, you start in media res already in a relationship.
Yeah, exactly. And if this was like a Kevin James directed movie, it would start with him already being with... like the success story that introduces Hitch and then somebody else is like, you know, someone that he's coaching, right? And then it'll like cut to him being friends with Hitch the whole time and he's there. Or maybe he just is Hitch and he's already married.
Yeah, if Kevin James directed this, he would be Itch, and the rest of the movie would be identical.
Yeah.
Yeah, great acting from Kevin James being called Albert.
I mean, I don't think they gave, you know, a little tip of the hat from the Academy for this, for him, for best supporting actor, but I think they should have.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm going to fact check you on that. Let's see.
I don't think you need to fact check me if Kevin James got an Oscar nomination for Hitch. I don't think that happened.
Well,
I don't think anyone did.
That's why I'm going to look it up. You don't think.
I don't. Oh, did you know that it was remade as Partner in Hindi?
I'm seeing that. Getting remade 2 years later. Pretty.
That's crazy. I kind of want to watch Partner to see if it's...
Okay. Eva Mendes, nominated for an ALMA Award, Outstanding Actress in a Motion Picture.
For this?
Sure.
I don't think
I believe so. It's hard to tell. I don't know how the internet works yet. I'm still catching up. Will Smith, nominated Best Actor in the BET Awards. So,
I liked Will Smith in this movie because speaking of that, the quality of acting, right? You know, we have Kevin James not going. He's playing a character not named Kevin, so he has to remember another name. That's great mm-hmm. for him. That's huge. But Will Smith has to play kind of not like a sleazy guy in this, but he doesn't have he seems like the kind of guy, kind of like The Rock, where he's always going to be like a good guy in a movie. You know, maybe not to that degree, but in that kind of neck of the woods, right?
Yeah, he's kind of like Tom Hanks a little bit.
Yeah.
Or he will, but like not really.
Well, the worst.
Yeah. He Will Smith. Will Smith Smith.
They should make a movie about that.
So true.
I definitely have to watch that movie, you know.
Me too. We should maybe do Hancock one of these days, because that's like his most villainous role.
Yeah, I think you know, adding to the Will Smith kind of catalog on the show, I think would be something that not only would we enjoy, but the audience could really benefit from, to learn more about some classic mid-2000s films, even though we will do other periods of time on this show. But
we absolutely will do other periods of time. Who's to say when or what period? Could be late 2000s, you know? Yeah. Early 2000s. The world is your oyster on this.
But the mid-2000s, like, you know, is an interesting time, right, for film, because there's a lot of...
They don't make movies like this anymore.
They don't make movies like this anymore. You're not going to get a Hitch these days. Especially yeah, because you make Hitch these days, it's going to be like red pill pickup artist stuff, which, like, you know, could... The 2005 movie Hitch had influenced some of that, maybe a little bit.
Yeah, if they made Hitch 2024, Hitch would be played by Jordan Peterson.
that would kind of rip, honestly. Oh, just get like and
Walk
have
your
like
elbows.
And have like Ben Shapiro play Kevin James. That'd be great. That's a movie.
That could be a movie.
Clean your room, please.
This is the only pickup advice he has. Clean your room.
Yeah, they retool the script, so it's just his like 12 rules or what, I don't know what it is, but his stupid
his rules for life.
Yeah. Have that be just the movie, and like he never gets caught, or he does get caught, and they're like, actually, you're great. You know, if we're turning this into like the, you know, alt-right propaganda machine, that I think that the script in 2024 would be. Well, honestly, I mean, honestly, this feels more like a 2019 piece.
Yeah.
You know, but
the Overton window has shifted too far in one direction or the other.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I don't even know what it would be. It's crazy how much things have shifted.
Look, I'll say it again. They do not make movies like this anymore.
They can't. No. And it's, I don't know. But like, did you like the movie? Would you, you know, not to get our ratings in halfway through the episode, but like,
yeah, I would throw maybe one or two tomatoes at this movie, but not, you know, not a whole bushel of tomatoes. Just throw one or two at it at certain points.
Yeah,
I mean, like
star wise, you know, out of five, let's give like a normal rating. What would that be? What would that look like?
I don't remember what I gave it on Letterboxd. Follow me on Letterboxd, everybody.
Oh yeah, what? I forget. I need to like use. I have Letterboxd. I watch movies, and I never.
I'm using it pretty prodigiously.
I need to put Dune 2 in there.
The problem with Letterboxd is they don't sort it how I want, and then when you change it, they change it back.
Elliot Film. You've got. I don't think you reviewed it.
It looks like I did not review Hitch. I would say 2.5 to 3 stars, probably.
I 2.5, really? I feel like this is more of your movie than mine. I think I came out of this pleasantly surprised at it being like coherent and watchable.
Yeah, I was expecting, you know what I mean? It to be a zero, to be honest.
I think Bedazzled's like a zero that is elevated by how funny like some of the bits are, and that they can't do those bits anymore.
Film.
You know, right? Exactly. He is carrying it. You know, the guy, the man who, the most sensitive man in the world, carrying it.
Yeah.
When he's Abraham Lincoln, that's a whole star. You know. Yeah. Whereas there's not the high highs of Bedazzled and Hitch.
No,
it's a pretty, I would say maybe 3.5, so maybe I feel a little more positively about it than you, but
I think I went nice. In thinking this was a zero, and I went into Bedazzled thinking it was like a 4.5.
had you seen Hitch before?
Maybe.
Yeah,
I don't really. I do remember the advertisements,
and I had a
Neuralink in cryogenesis, and they're
playing a lot of Kevin James dancing.
They a lot of Kevin James, a lot of Will Smith kicking Eva Mendes in the face.
Which was funny.
I mean, look, when was the last time you saw a high profile actress get kicked in the face? They don't
make movies like that.
They don't anymore. Do it like this anymore.
Yeah. I was surprised that she just didn't end the date. That first date that they went on, very creepy.
Yeah.
I don't know who would like, I get that he's being like kind of cool and confident and like, you know, theoretically that's
I understand appealing. Why she accepted the date.
I think getting kicked in the head, I would have been like, really, yeah, buddy? Especially because it's like you definitely rigged your stupid jet ski to die so that you guys could both be on the same jet ski. I mean, unless he did, they don't address that at all, really.
No,
which is like,
do they just leave it floating in the Hudson River? Like, I don't know what they did.
But like you're supposed to think that because he's good at the dating doctor thing, he would have planned that. He planned all of that out. But they also established that he's like genuine and like also things weren't going right, which was kind of true. But like, I don't think Will Smith meant to kick her in the head. I mean, like, no, you know, the actor did, but
yeah.
The
Will
character.
Smith did, but Alex Hitchens
did not.
It was an oopsie.
Yeah. But like if his you know thing dying so that somebody else, you know, they have to get a little close and personal on one jet ski. Yeah, that sounds like something that if I was a weird dating coach guy with like a weird black tile business card that just has a phone number on it, that's something I would do. You know,
you plan ahead for that, but he did not plan ahead to be on the back. Say that. No.
So true. And then, but if someone took me on a date where we were at Ellis Island and then you just bring up all this stuff about like my family, like specifically, yeah, like you did all that after research, you, like, I would be like, I'm never talking to you again. That's psychotic.
Yeah. That is so like creepy. Delivering walkie talkies to her work.
Yeah. Like
she didn't tell him where she works.
Yeah. That's, you can't be doing that. And you shouldn't be.
No, but, you should not. All the things that Hitch does, bad advice.
It's bad advice, but at the same time, you're watching the movie, you're like, damn, that's kind of cool. Like, it's cool that he did that. And you think about it for like a half second, you're like, oh no, that's wildly inappropriate.
I think that's all rom-coms.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, he like interrupted their wedding and he said like, I object. That's fucked. And then you're like, wait a minute. Like they'd spent like, I don't know, $20,000 on this party.
Yeah.
Maybe so you don't true. Just like, maybe you don't just like yell right. inside of the church.
Yeah. So, which I guess brings me to they want you to think that he's a good guy, right? You know, you're under the impression Hitch is a good guy. He also is doing a lot of weird stuff and they want you to think like it's kind of weird. Cause he's like the date doctor thing is bad, but also they want you to think he's a genuine good guy. And now that I'm like thinking about this movie and talking about it, you know, I'm discussing it, classic movies as we do on this podcast. The more I think the movie doesn't make any sense, and maybe I'm just stupid. I don't know, but, it's trying to have its cake and eat it too.
And because it's like, you know, women don't give nice guys a chance. And then when you look at the guys that are being given a chance in this film, you're kind of like, well, I don't know that our good friend Albert is that like,
he's a weird. Nice guy. Yeah, he's just kind of a dork. You know,
like, I don't know. You have to be a very specific person to get along with Albert in this film.
Yeah.
I would not be his friend personally.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't like him.
I would not.
Well, like but then it's weird that like, you know, Will Smith and Kevin James are just like hanging out like in the movie. Like they're at some point their relationship is not like customer and like
it's not transactional.
It's not transactional. They're just like buddies, which happens out of nowhere, in my opinion.
And it's only Kevin James.
Yeah, and now he's not friends with any of the other people that he's, and it seems like he made a ton of money doing this dating coach thing.
Yeah.
Again, really, really big premonition of the whole way things would kind of move in, you know, a decade from Hitch when it was released in 2005. Eva Mendes, though, I feel like she fell off the map.
Yeah, what's she up to lately?
I don't think a whole lot. Last movie she was in 2014.
So true.
Oh yeah, she's in Bluey.
Okay.
All right. She's a yoga she's in instructor. A
singular episode.
Born Yesterday.
Like
all right. So never mind. I guess she's in something. She's in Bluey.
She was in Bluey 3 years ago.
Well, you know, maybe they'll bring her back.
Before that, it was 8 years before that, she was in a made-for-TV movie that nobody's heard of.
Wait, why was she in Bluey's for... It's, that's in Australia. Why did they get her to do it?
It's called acting. I mean, yeah, like, this filmography... 1, 2, 3, 4... She was in 5 movies in 2007.
She had a very busy... mid to that. I mean, I know you want to do kind of get all the Jolie vehicles on here, but
absolutely.
I mean, we can watch the other guys.
We could watch the other guys.
Pretty good movie.
Folks, sound off. Send us an email, badboycinemafanmail@gmail.com. Tell us to do a Jolie movie. Give me a little bit of voting power.
Yeah, give you any justification to force us to watch another Jolie picture that's not Kung Fu Panda.
She's barely
she was a Ghost Rider. Wow, she did not pick them.
Yeah,
her she should have. I think she just had a terrible agent because none of these are like.
Yeah,
great.
Ghost Rider is one of the only films I've ever walked out of, and I walked out of it twice.
It's a shame that I liked her in this movie. Thought she was,
yeah,
she was cool. But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, let's find her agent.
Yeah, her agent should be fired.
If you're listening, come on here. You know about film.
Oh, she's married to Ryan Gosling.
Oh, she's no idea. Fine.
Yeah, she's fine. She doesn't need an agent.
You're fine. On her Wikipedia, it does say years active 1996 to present. I don't know about present, but you know.
Yeah, present's. Do you think Ryan Gosling saw Hitch? And he was like, no.
Yeah.
No, they should do a Mr. and Mrs. Smith remake. Hear me out. Ryan Gosling and Ava Mendez. Now that would be a great movie.
I think
that's a good idea. I should be your agent, probably. Do better than
the
previous one.
I don't know if agents just pitch movies that don't exist.
I'd be a very good agent.
Okay. that's fine. Yeah, Eva Mendes, you know about film. Come on the show. We'll discuss any one of your films. We'll discuss Bluey. We'll do a fucking
Bluey. I would love it. We should do an entire Bluey series.
That's
which would be great because I've already watched all of it, so I wouldn't have to do any homework. But
I have watched none of it.
I think you would love Bluey. I don't know that that's true. I think given your taste of media being for babies,
I just like Wall-E. Wall-E's good.
Like Moana.
Yeah, the songs are good.
All right. Well, Miranda Stan over here.
I do.
You listen to In the Heights? You listen to that soundtrack?
I've never listened to In the Heights or Hamilton. I still have yet to hear any of Hamilton.
Part of me feels tempted to be like, we should do like a In the Heights
episode, maybe 2025.
Yeah, that might be, you know, we have to establish a fan base to then have them leave.
Yeah.
You know, I think that would be the better move.
That's true. Okay, I'm looking through my 5-star movies on Letterboxd to see what's my taste really.
Yeah.
Some great films in here. Glengarry Glen Ross, Paddington 2, Heathers.
Okay, movie for babies.
It's Pop Star, Never Stop, Never Stopping.
I need to see that. I've actually wanted to see that.
It's genuinely a great film.
I like The Lonely Island. You know?
The Lonely Island.
SNL has not recovered since they left, and like all the other people that left at that same time period.
Yeah. I'm going to say Bill Hader. I don't know what he was up to. I think he was on the show for like 7 years after that, but whatever.
No, all the good people from like, you know, 2000, like I think Lonely Island being, or not Lonely Island, SNL being peak for me is like 2008 to like 2011 ish, 12. Like all the people in that time period that were good all left like 2013.
I believe that. I never really watched it. But I do remember
I used to like pay attention to the skits and stuff, and like people at school would talk about them and they were like, you know, part of the cultural conversation. And now it's like no one cares because it's none of it's funny because all the people they have now are terrible except for Keenan.
Yeah. It's not my wheelhouse. What's Lonely Island up to these days? We got to get.
Oh, one of them's directing something.
Yorma. Yorma's like he's a director. He directs stuff.
It might be the other one that's not Andy Samberg.
Akiva.
Yeah.
I'm a big Lonely Island stan. I don't keep up with them, but
something.
Yeah, they're great. Pop Star, Never Stop, Never Stopping. The thing with Lonely Island to me is they're like, you know, 2006 YouTube humor.
Yeah.
So anytime I go into a Lonely Island vehicle, I'm like, okay, this is not going to be that good because they're just like, they're just three dudes and they're having a good time. I'm always pleasantly surprised. Like, no, they're funny. They hit.
No, Lonely Island's great. They shouldn't be by every, you know, metric that you described, but
yeah,
they're still, they're unfortunately very funny.
They make hits. I wanted to do Hot Rod. I don't know if we'll do it on the show, but I just wanted to watch it in the near future.
Wouldn't mind doing, I've never seen it, but I wouldn't mind doing Hot Rod.
Oh, Hot Rod is a banger, dude.
What year did it come out?
2005, baby. I think it's 2006 or 2007.
That's really our wheelhouse.
2007, yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta say, didn't do great at the box office, but...
Oh, no, it did not. But, I mean, look at that runtime, 88 minutes.
Cool. Ideal.
Hitch was a little long.
Hitch was quite long. 2 hours.
It did not need to be 2 hours. They could have shaved off 15 minutes somewhere. Probably, like, we don't need to see Kevin James not being able to dance and then getting
I don't think we needed Eva Mendez's family to be murderers.
Or we didn't need that. I don't think we needed her to, like, have the journalism subplot thing.
Yeah.
Like, that didn't... Like, I get that that only exists because they needed to, like, out him.
Yeah.
As, like, being the dating doctor guy. But, like, other than that, there's, like, a lot of focus on that job. And she's like, oh, we need to pay attention to Kevin James and that famous lady that he's dating. And I'm like, who cares?
Yeah. That was weird. We didn't need Will Smith to be allergic to seafood.
Yeah, like just all these the weird little like goofy him getting, I guess, loaded on Benadryl, which I found relatable, but we probably didn't need that either. Like, we didn't need the dates to go poorly.
Yeah.
Like, I
feel like this movie could have been an email. I've said it before and I'll say it again.
Have you said it before? I don't think you've said Hitch could be an email.
Hitch could have been an email.
It probably was to start with.
Yeah, and it sure stayed that way. Look, 2005.
You could have made any movie.
Chain Mail was going crazy in 2005. Just post the script. You know?
Yeah.
Just if you don't send the Hitch script to 10 of your closest friends, you'll die at midnight. It's a better movie.
Does Gen Z have that equivalent of like fake cursed?
I don't think so. But they are in the post-apocalyptic wasteland of all communication being destroyed.
That's like, rough.
Mail is garbage. Never gotten good mail. The phones are like so bad. If I don't get a text before I get a call, I'm not answering. Even if it's a number I know and recognize and it's like a person I want to talk to, I'm like, that's probably not them.
Yeah, I don't even want to. I'll see a number or a name pop up in my phone. Someone's calling me and I'm just like, what if I didn't see that? You know,
yeah.
What if I didn't pick up my phone right now?
And it's funny because everyone knows that you're always looking at your phone.
Oh, no, but this time I was in the... I left it. Although sometimes I do genuinely leave it in the other room because I'm like, you know, doing laundry or something. And then...
Yeah.
I 5 missed calls later, I was gone like for 10 minutes.
And nothing happens. Not important.
Yeah, there is rarely mission critical that I And again, it could have been a text.
It could have been
very few things that look, really.
Email is the only one that's not cooked in terms of communication these days.
I get a lot of bad emails.
But you know why you're getting them.
I mean, I get like, a lot of like phishing scams. Those are, you don't get those in text. I feel like text messages might be the only good way of communicating, because you don't just get
messages are all fucking like verification codes and like
maybe you need friends.
No, that's not it. I get emails from like, oh, why am I getting an email from Adobe? Like, oh yeah, I signed up for their free trial 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Oh, why am I getting an email from Lucy? It's, oh no, this is Audrey. Audrey is like an audiobook service that I won a free audiobook to a year ago. Still getting emails from Lucy at Audrey.
You can't have you can't name your business a first name and then have somebody also with a first name, which is going to be most people, sending you emails. Yeah. That's very confusing.
It's not going to be like the Pope. Hearing about it. It's not going to be Madonna. And like, it's not going to be, no, even The Rock, he kind of fell off in terms of having a first name.
True.
So you got to hire the Pope if you're going to be Audrey. So like, I'm getting a bunch of garbage emails, but at least I know why I'm getting them.
Sure.
I don't know why I'm getting all these text messages, all this mail.
Yeah.
Sirius XM has a free offer. Get out of here. I don't know who you are. Stranger danger.
It's Sirius XM. So
yeah,
you know that.
I wish I could stranger danger junk mail or phone calls.
They should. I mean, honestly, this would cost jobs, but they should just make junk mail illegal. I mean, think of all the paper you're wasting. You know, people take the junk mail and they throw it right into the trash.
Truly,
it is an environmental concern that you could save some amount of trees. Just make junk. I'm gonna run for president, and I'll be like, look, I was cryogenically sealed away.
Yeah.
So I'm a man from another time, and that's going to be a positive. That's going to be very appealing. And then I'll say, I'm going to get rid of junk mail. I'm going to make it illegal.
Yeah. Make America great again. We're removing junk mail and nothing else.
I think that would, if I was like, I'm going to keep everything exactly the same as it is right now, and I'm going to get rid of junk mail, I think I'd get everybody's vote.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make anything better or worse than it is right now, except for this one thing. And everyone's like, well, all right, that's fine, I guess.
That's literally better than every other candidate we've ever had.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, it's just each time you run, you know, it's like, I'm going to make it's still going to stay the same. I'll do one other thing that everybody likes.
Going to get rid of two-factor authentication.
Get rid of
it. It's gone.
And everyone would be like, it's so much less secure, but oh my God, it's so much easier to log in to buy things online.
Yeah. Every time I check the Bad Boy Cinema fanmail@gmail.com inbox, my phone has to be like, is this you? Are you logging in from the same IP address that is only logged into this and nowhere else?
And you're like, yep.
That one's me.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that one's me. Send us an email. Tell us to review Tomb Raider or Wanted or Salt. Or, now this is a big one, Hackers. I would love to
do Hackers.
I would love to do Hackers.
I don't know what the Hackers is. I guess I would do it over those other ones because I feel like I already know I don't like the other ones. But
I think Wanted is truly bad.
I know it's bad.
I've never seen Salt or Tomb Raider. But I have seen Hackers a lot. I may have seen Hackers the most out of anybody.
Why would you see Hackers so many times?
It's honestly, truthfully, this is not a bit. I think it's my favorite movie. It's like a three-way tie. Now, these are all adult films. They all have cursing in them.
Yeah.
My favorite movie is three-way tie between Hackers, Heathers, and Arrival.
Is Arrival a Dinas film?
It is a Dinas film.
Let's see. I'm a big Dinas head. I like Dinas.
Dinas V. Yeah, I might watch Arrival next Friday.
We could do Arrival, and that would be not a mid-2000s movie to kind of
so true
mix it up. Yeah, that sounds like a good one. We can do that at some point.
Yeah, sorry we got kind of off topic from Hitch. We just talked
There's about not a whole lot to say we about president. Hitch.
I mean, we said enough about Hitch.
It's fine.
If Hitch was president, he would get rid of junk mail. That's all I'm saying. He would be like, I only want mail to exist for me to woo ladies.
I think he would get rid of the press.
Yeah. He would drain the swamp. I'll say it.
Yeah. Well, oh, wait. I did want to touch on one thing, which is how much do you think the movie Hitch contributed to the ongoing saga between Will Smith and his wife? Because when I watched the movie, I sat there, I'm like, I don't think this is a major factor, but I don't think this movie is completely unrelated and disconnected. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm going to do some quick research. Okay, he got married in 1997. So they were married 8 years.
Yeah.
Probably seven when they were filming. I mean, 7 year itch. It's a
7 year hitch.
7 year hitch, as they say. I feel like it may have been a bit of a sticking point, one way or the other.
Yeah.
Particularly at that timing.
Sort of like a butterfly effect, kind of.
Yeah, thankfully.
Maybe this one movie kind of just, you know, led to Chris Rock getting slapped.
Could have been.
Could have been.
Could have had something to do with Kevin James effect. Yeah. Unfortunately, I mean, actually, fortunately for Willard, you know his name's Willard?
Ooh.
Cut that
out. I get why he goes by Will.
Cut that out, Willard. Fortunately for Willard, Tupac Shakur was dead by the time this movie came out. I feel like Jada didn't really see a reason to leave. Other than Willard being named Willard.
Which is reason enough.
Honestly, Jada. Oh, they are divorced. That makes sense. They divorced several years ago, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently they divorced in 2016.
Oh, but they're just like, wait, then why is he calling people? Why is he calling her his wife?
I don't know what's going on.
They're not married.
I'm looking at it. So Willard was married to Cherie Zampino, divorced 1995. And then Jada Pinkett Smith, it says married 1997.
Oh, separated.
Separated.
Yeah, separated. Not divorced. Gotcha. So they're technically married, but like they live in different houses, I guess.
Yeah. How do you think Jaden feels about that? Young Jaden.
We can watch The Karate Kid, his version.
That probably won't be happening.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. I don't really want to do that, but.
Yeah, I don't.
The Pursuit of Happiness. We can get that on there.
I would do this Pursuit of Happiness. I kind of like it. I also kind of like 7 Pounds. Anyway, this is not a Will Smith podcast.
Next week, like it's an Angelina will be Jolie doing something.
It might be an Angelina Jolie podcast. Next week, we will be doing something. Do you know what we're doing next week?
No.
I don't know when this is. I think next week we're doing, Bedazzled.
No, I thought we were doing Bedazzled before those.
All right. We'll see. tune in next week for a surprise.